There's excitement in the scientific community after a species of prehistoric fish was fished out of the lower Murray-Darling Basin. The parasitic pouched lamprey, eel-like and with rows of fierce-looking teeth, has been traversing our oceans and waterways for well over 500 million years, but only a few have been seen over the past few decades. The management of river systems and the construction of weirs have all but stopped its migration upriver. Brittany Evans has this report.
It's early in the morning as the fish nets are pulled to the bank of Bookmark Creek, a small wetland at Renmark in South Australia's Riverland. The local community is conducting their standard spring fish sampling when James Donaldson, a wetland ecologist for the Environment Department's Natural Resources, received the news.
I got a surprise phone call. I jumped in the car straight away. They told me it was a lamprey, and I was, being a fish person, I was very, very excited about that. So I raced down to Renmark, and there it was. It was a pouched lamprey.
Pouched lamprey have been swimming in Australia's oceans and rivers before dinosaurs walked the planet. They are slimy, eel-like fish, which can grow up to 60 centimetres in length, but are now rare due to river regulation. James Donaldson again.
There's only been a handful of lamprey records above Loch One in the past few decades, so it is a really rare event to catch one of these prehistoric animals.
Lamprey have an unusual life history, evolving over 500 million years to become a jawless fish.
They have an oral disc on their head, which is very striking, and they use this to attach to hosts that they parasitise in the ocean. So that's things like large fish and sharks and whales. They'll suction onto the side of these animals and feed on their blood.
The adults live in the ocean, but then migrate to freshwater environments to spawn, where the juvenile fish remain for about 4 years, feeding on the river's sediment, before they're ready to begin the long journey to the ocean. Decades ago, thousands of pouched lamprey would travel hundreds of kilometres from the ocean into Australia's rivers to spawn. But now it's a rarity.
Once you build a bunch of weirs and start to control the water, that basically modifies the natural cues that these species need to know when to swim back up the river. They are physical barriers to movement, so that prevents the lampreys and other species moving through along the river. But in more recent times, we have built fishways or fish ladders, which allow fish to move from downstream to upstream through these structures, and that allows them to migrate upstream as they would have before river regulation.
Lamprey have been found in Western Australia, Tasmania, New Zealand and in coastal streams around Victoria. Currently, it's not known how many are still living today, but if you're lucky enough to spot one, make sure to contact your local Environment Department.
Brittany Evans with that report.